Thank you, Sandy.
Lyndon.
Yes, I'd just like to say that the thing that I said previously, I did not make up. I went back and I listened to the. Miss Chairwoman, can I have the floor?
I know you have the floor.
All right, thank you. So I went back and I listened to the tapes of the LSB meetings. It's not something that is a pleasant thing to do, but I wanted to get a record of what has been said on this mold situation. And we have been told that there were estimates for 18,000, estimates for 13,000. Then September 22nd, you said there was, you were going to send us everybody on the board estimate that was like 7 to 10,000 plus. I guess one to seven, another 10,000 plus. You did not do that. Time and again, the last meeting, you said you were going to send us, I think, pictures and an estimate then. Now, that last meeting is not up yet, so I can't go back and get the exact words for it. And at the end of our last, I think, last finance meeting, I made a statement that I thought, well, that NEDA has provided us documentation that showed that at the end of August, we had $135,000 in the bank. And you'd given us an estimate of $5,000. I asked, why don't we take $5,000 of that $135,000 and fix the mold problem? I don't think that's asking too much.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. That's number one. Number two, I will send you what I have and we can discuss it. You know, the video and the audio is inconsistent. It drops in, it drops out. I heard some of what you said. I didn't hear everything that you said, but I will do what I said I was going to do. You're asking me about something that allegedly was said and done 6 months ago. The mold problem has been going on, I understand, at KPFT for several years. Before I became the interim general manager. It has simply gotten worse.
Judon, how much money is in the bank account?
I don't know. That's a question for my piece. Today.
Okay. I'm going to call Markeisha myself tomorrow. I want to know how much money is in the bank account. If there's over $10,000 in that bank account, y'all go get that mold fixed. Go get it fixed.
I'm sorry, y'all. I keep hearing something. I'm at home by myself. That's why I keep getting up, moving around. Because I keep hearing something. And I'm not going to play with whoever is in here.
We don't want to see you on Zoom.
I can't hear you.
With this big finger sitting next to me, their ass gonna be lit up like a fire.
Okay. Are we finished with this? Cause I feel every last one of y'all talking. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're asking about. I know what you're trying to get an answer for. It ain't happening. Can we move on? Okay. Now, is there any old business? Nancy.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. I don't know if it's old business. We're not going to do old business.
That's the next thing on the agenda, Nancy. After the general manager is all business.
All right. I think we already talked about old business. When are we going to talk about the new business? Then I'll talk. Sorry.
New business.
Okay. May I talk?
Yeah.
Okay. The once a year required town hall meeting, we need to, get some volunteers on tonight and to organize and set a date and make a PSA and arrange a teleconference where we can invite the public for a town hall meeting. The last town hall meeting was May of last year. Okay. Next thing, is anybody wants to volunteer for the town hall meeting?
Volunteer in which way?
To plan it and to write a
volunteer.
Okay. So Venetia and Nancy and anybody else?
Sandy will volunteer as well.
Okay, Sandy. Okay, we got three. All right. If anybody else wants to join later on, please email me or Sandy or Venetia. And so we'll make a PSA. We'll meet. How about Friday night? Is that good?
How long are we going to meet Friday night?
Well, just enough to make those things.
Okay, that's
the PSA, the date, and how we're going to do it. Okay, so that's done. This town hall meeting. Next is, yes, I recommend that the I move that the LSB recommend to the IGM to task our business manager to send copies of the bank statements and of the bills to the LSB so we can see them.
Is there a second? Is there a second motion?
I second that.
Thank you.
I second that.
Thank you, Linda. Okay.
Is there any discussion? Hold on, Nancy. Any discussion? Okay, it's been moved and seconded that the IGM instructs the business manager to send anything of a financial nature, bills, bank account statements, etc., to the LSB. All those in favor, one by
questions,
one.
Bill. Question. Can that also include how much Rourke has been paid in the last 3 months?
And include how much Rourke has been paid.
Thank you.
So Rourke,
what I was
Rourke, hold on. Rourke, bank accounts, income every month, outcome every month. Did I miss something, Nancy?
I don't know. I think we need to have an executive session to discuss a personnel's salary. Particularly, we never did a single person's staff salary.
Okay, we're not going to do that tonight. We're not going to do that tonight?
No, not tonight.
Okay.
It has to be executive session.
Duly noted, executive meeting for staff salaries. Got it.
That could be done in the next finance meeting.
I was
And Bill knows
for the finance meeting.
I mean, say that again, Venetia.
Is this all not something for the finance committee instead of
no LSB? I said LSB.
You just said to send it to the finance committee, Nancy.
Well, I mean, to the LSB, the other thing, the bank account and the bills. I think we have a right to see. But a single person.
Yeah, but you were saying something else, and that does need to go to the finance committee.
There is.
The original motion that I put forward was that this information be given to the LSB. But Bill
wants
asked
it all to the LSB.
Yes. And Bill interjected that.
Let me finish my statement.
Yes.
There are some guidelines and policies and procedures with related to finance that the finance director Markeisha is aware of. The proposed budget for next year has already been sent to the finance committee. I talked to Markeisha today. It has not come back out of the finance committee as of yet to be presented to the board. So some of these questions and some of these motions are out of order, and Markeisha needs to speak to that and not me. I don't have a problem with anybody knowing anything about the money and finance, but Markeisha needs to be a part of this discussion. And I would suggest that you defer this until we're able to get Markeisha on the line.
Chair, may I speak?
Yes.
Okay. I've been volunteering since 2009 in the fall, and since 2010, my first finance meeting, I asked our business manager, who is the same one, to see a bank statement, to see some bills. And, I was instructed by the business manager that I need to ask the chair of the finance committee to ask the national office. And if the national office agrees, then it goes, they will send it to the manager and the manager will give it to the finance chair and the finance chair will give to the finance members. But I asked the second time, do we have to make all those hurdles? Can you just send it, just give us a copy so we can see some bills and some bank statement? And then, I got the same identical answer a second time. I'm not going to repeat that. So right. I think it's about time in Pacifica, that we board members, I mean, even the membership should be able to see. The membership should, it's their money. So I'm tired of waiting, and I think, the IGM could tell the business manager to see to it that we have access to those, at least bank statements and bills.
Madam Chair, point of order. Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes, Dwayne.
First off, let me advise the member that the structure of Pacifica and the structure of most nonprofits, especially...
Okay, hold on 1 second, Dwayne. 1 second. It's 9:45. We're adjourning this meeting at 10 o'clock. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay. The governance structure, FCC has something to do with it since we are a radio foundation. But nonprofits particular, yes, they're public, but no nonprofit. And the FCC requires that a book of finances be open to the public, but not its bills and its account receivables and its account payables and all that kind of minutia. Just what the assets are, what you receive, where you spent it or what you spent, et cetera. So I believe, Nancy, you're asking for something that if you become a director of the foundation, then you can do a director's inspection, but no 24 members of this board have a right to walk into the station and say, let me see the bills. Let me see the receipts. Let me see that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But and if you are a board director of the Pacifica National Board, then you have the right, but then you should report what you fine. So let's get that clear about the structure of this foundation. No one 24 member have a right to walk in and say, let me see the bill. Let me see the accounts receivable. Let me see
this. Dwayne, can you do me a favor? Because this is really where I was going with it. Can somebody please pull that verbiage and email it out?
That's all. Lyndon for the sack.
I'm going to get you, Lyndon. Dwayne, did you understand? Did you hear me?
Nancy understands.
Yes, but I would advise you that there is no specific site in the bylaws that says that a LSB member have a right to review the books. It does give the director of the LS, the directors at the LSB.
Yeah, you said directors of the LS, of the foundation.
Of the PNB, that they in fact do have a right to do an inspection. But you don't want 24 people to walk into the station one-on-one.
Okay. Lyndon.
Yes, I was just looking over something on some PNB motions that were passed 2004 through 2006, and one of them was reaffirming the information access rights of the LSB treasurer. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Dwayne is correct. I believe that, you know, just any LSB member can't ask for this, but the treasurer of the LSB is acting on behalf of the local finance committee do have absolute access to all financial data, including but not limited to salaries, headcount, and source documents, which support the budget line items. When confidential information is involved, it will be reviewed in executive session by the treasurer and the LSB members of the committee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I kind of knew the answer to that one, though. All right. Nancy, do you understand that?
Oh, yes, I understand. And the LSB has a right to do a fiduciary responsibility of the membership's money. But it's not, it's vague in the bylaws. They have a right.
Okay, but
they have a right to ask. Excuse me, Dwayne. They have a right to ask. They're not going to get it so easily, it doesn't say. But it does say clearly that the directors have an inspection right. And, Dwayne and Lyndon and Sandra and Wally have not done an financial inspection, neither last year, neither this year. Okay. So why don't y'all skedaddle on that?
Okay.
And I don't, and it's still the right of the LSB to ask. We have no crime in asking. It just, the answer getting back to an LSB is a bit vague in the bylaws. It okay. does not say they cannot have.
All right, moving along, moving along.
Okay. Inspect them, you already know.
Moving along, moving along.
So is this going to happen or not?
You guys need to take that up offline. Is there anything else that needs to be addressed in these last 5 minutes?
Yes. I move that the LSB recommend to the IGM to please ask the office of Judge Lena Hidalgo's media department for an audio file to be sent to our engineer when she makes her emergency announcements. And she does them in English and then she does them in Spanish, and we could play them on our radio station, which we should.
Okay, that does not need a motion. Judon just heard you. So, Judon, when you get a chance.
If you can get the audio file to me, or you can send it to me and the engineer, Bobby, and we will program it on the air.
What I'm asking
is that someone with authority, and that means you, Judon, ask Lena Hidalgo's media department to please send us an audio file.
Okay, Nancy, as a PR specialist, which I am, it don't need to be somebody in charge. You can pick up the phone and call the media department of her office and ask that they be sent to KPFT.
I have done that. They don't answer the phone.
Email.
Nobody's answering the phone right now.
Email.
Email them.
So if I email, I just say
I'm a board member.
You don't even have to. You can say this is Nancy. Whatever. I'm a board member. KPFT. Yes. We would like.
All
to
right. I will do that. Okay.
All right. You gotta
I will do that. The next thing is
Bill for the stack.
I'm not finished, Bill.
It's about what we were just talking about. It's not the next motion.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
You know, the FCC already requires that we have an emergency alert system, which we do. That we're connected in with, that emergency alerts are automatically broadcast. We don't need this, and we don't need to give Lena Hidalgo's staff another task to produce audio announcements. That all they need to do is send the text to one station in Houston, and they get broadcast on all the stations when there's an emergency. You know, like
excuse me, tornado or something. They're not receiving them. And she just had one a week ago on Sunday night. And guess what? I saw it on Democracy Now on Monday morning.
Nancy.
Can I go on?
Problem on our end then.
We need to ask. Okay, so that's already solved. Next item. May I go to the next item?
Okay, but I hope to.
Yes, I recommend.
Adrian, I got you.
I move that the LSB recommend to the IGM to please share the Nielsen ratings with all programmers and with the LSB.
Okay, Nancy, you can find that information as well on your own too.
Well, I don't know how, and I know our resources are being spent for the manager to receive them. All managers are receiving them. Only the BAI manager is sharing that, ratings with his staff. So I would like to
I want you to do me a favor. Pick up when you get off this phone. You don't have to do it tonight. Do it tomorrow. Pick up the phone and call Sandy Wyman and he will tell you how to do that. Okay. The general manager don't have to do that. Anybody can get that information. Anybody.
Okay. So you know how to do it, right?
Bill for the stack.
I do know how to do it. But I haven't done it in a long time because I don't need it. But anyways, but Sandy does it. Sandy gets the reports whenever. So call him up and ask him, please. Thank you. Please.
Okay. I'll see him Friday night. Please. All right.
Oh, yeah, we talk Friday. Okay.
Bill, please. Do you mind if I finish with the last thing before you interrupt?
Go ahead. Nick.
Okay. Thank you.
Well,
Bill.
You're moving on to the next item.
Okay.
Yes. I'd like to, if you don't mind.
Bill.
See.
Okay.
Is your comment about this item?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Detailed Nielsen ratings are not publicly available. You know, all you can do is you can get the really gross information, like how our station compares to another station. You don't get details like how each hour did. That's not publicly available. So you have to get it through management.
You want how each hour did, Nancy?
Well, yes, to give the programmers so they can see it. At least once. Okay, next.
Go ahead.
Well, if the BAI manager is doing that, I don't see why. And it, and you know, our resources are being spent for that. Why is it just in one person's hands?
There are other methodologies, Nancy. I can discuss them with you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go to the next point. Sandy, I'll talk to you Friday night. Okay. Allow, that the LSB recommend to the IGM to allow KPFG to play public service announcements for nonprofits without charging them.
We're supposed to be doing that anyway, so.
Yeah, we're supposed to be doing that, but we got off the track, with one manager.
Okay,
and he's gone.
Well, we just need to re-implement that. That does not need to be a motion. We just need to start it up again.
Well, I don't know because I don't know, the IGM before the present IGM said we're going to start doing free. But then he left all of a sudden and then we got this COVID thing. So I want to hear from the manager instead of from the chair.
Madam Chair, I have a question. This is Dwayne Lark.
Okay, Dwayne, I can hear you.
Typically individuals, the station and other stations would do that, but I don't believe because of the limited personnel we have that we ought to take the responsibility of taping them. They send us a DSA.
Yes. Send an audio file. Yes.
In the mode that we can broadcast it. That needs to be very clear in this, promotion.
Yeah, that needs to be clear.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Then I do not expect them to know how to embed music on the intro and the exit of a PSA, but
well,
they don't need to do that. Let me finish, please.
We have very limited personnel and you shouldn't be creating additional work for them. Right. We'll air the things when they send it in audio.
I'm not that dumb. I have better ideas than that, Dwayne. So if the nonprofit can make the script and record it and send it then to a programmer who has the time to embed it with music and send it to Bobby, then you have connected a connection between a programmer and a nonprofit group. That's good. So that's a connection, but not forcing. It's just a programmer who has time to do that and would like to help a community group.
Okay.
We're not playing any community groups, events or PSAs like we used to years ago. We're not doing it. We have to make ourselves relevant to the community.
Okay, Nancy.
Who's having events during COVID? That's ridiculous.
Seriously.
Madam Chair, when will be my time to speak?
Okay, Amy. Go ahead.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I don't want our meeting to finish before I heard what will happen with the point of personal privilege that I ask. I want the support of this board, and I want that being in the open recording. I don't think that we can read the attacks that I receive because obviously the language, but I want to know that I have the support of the entire board on this issue, or I need to bring it, or I need to.
Okay,
I need to go personally against these people. You tell me.
Okay, first of all, as the chair of the board, I am going to address it. On behalf of you, as the chair, I am going to address it. Now, is that the whole, do I represent the whole board, or you need something else?
Motion to extend for 10 minutes.
What I want.
I second that.
That being brought publicly, and I want the support of the board because this is unacceptable. We have enough having Trump there, you know.
Okay. Let me ask a question.
I have a motion.
Hold on. Nancy, Adriana, did you send that email to everybody?
Yes. Okay. The only one that they don't receive it is Patrick.
Okay.
I don't know why.
First of all, I need everybody to read that email that Nancy, I keep saying Nancy.
Adriana.
I need everybody to read that email that Adriana sent out around 7 o'clock tonight. I need you to get back to me, not to Adriana, get back to me and tell me your stance on somebody being bullied.
It's 9:59.
I know.
Time to adjourn. Time to adjourn.
So does
motion to extend.
I second Dwayne's motion to extend for 10 okay. minutes.
Does everybody understand what I said about the email? And let me just be real honest with you, Adriana. I promised you I would handle this one. I got you on this one. Cause you know how I feel about people being bullied. I don't even need to have that conversation. I'm not with nobody in sitting here. I don't even need to have that conversation. So yeah. I promise you I will handle that one. But I do need, she needs, for her sake, she wants your support. All the other 23 of you, she wants your support. Read that email and let me know. Yes or no. Whether you support it. You support me handling it on behalf of the board.
Madam Chair, 10 o'clock.
Madam Chair, Matt.
They said 10 minutes. I got you. And we're not going over no more than 10 minutes because.
I object to the abstention. I think we need to vote on that. We're not accomplishing anything right now.
All those in favor.
Of course we don't. Unless you want
Nancy.
It.
All those in favor.
Aye.
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 Okay. 10 minutes.
You didn't ask for the no votes. I heard about 4 people voting yes.
I didn't hear nobody voting no, Bill.
I'm voting
you
no.
You didn't ask for the no votes.
I know I didn't, but everybody was talking. You go one by one by one. You say yes or you say no. I'm sitting here taking notes on everything we're doing. Everything we're doing.
This racist rant this guy put on the email trail against her, they don't want to deal with
it. Oh, is that what it is?
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Now, it's that many of us have been victims of much more serious.
You're the least of a person to be calling a victim. All the people you victimized.
Oh, my God.
You're the least one to ever call anybody and call yourself a victim. With all the privilege you have.
I'm glad you could do this for 10 minutes, Dwayne. So
you're just ridiculous on the face of it.
Dwayne, I got this one. Dwayne.
All right.
I got it.
I just want to say I ain't going to talk about their victims in this damn country.
Dwayne, I got it. I promise you I got this.
All right.
Are we adjourned?
Oh, we through with this conversation because I already told y'all I was going to handle it. And I asked you what to do.
Okay. Well, I mean, a lot of us, I think, objected to the motion to extend. So,
okay, who objects to the motion to extend? Please say no now. I'm counting.
No.
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 Roll call vote.
Four no.
Let's get them on record.
Four no. Four yes.
Let's put them on record.
Yeah, just what did do you a roll say, call. Just go ahead.
No. Four yes and four record. No is a tie. Means it fails.
They're proud to be racist. Now put them on record.
Racist.
Yeah. You've never heard of that. Yeah,
right.
You know yeah, racist.
Right,
so there's a lot more serious racism than that.
No one ever in this country a racist.
Say that again.
It's 33 minutes past
I said
my
there's
bedtime.
A lot more racist things than that. Than what?
A chair?
You got 7 minutes. And everybody ramping and raging, and you got exactly 7 minutes.
Chair.
The
Chair.
Privilege of the privilege.
Nancy.
What's up, Nancy?
Yes, I appreciate, the chair, taking, sensitive care with, this problem that one of our board members has caused, very disrespectful. And I move that, this board,
What is the noise?
Continues with what the chair has and supports the chair.
Thank you.
No second.
Thank
so
you.
So everybody is going, when is the time limit to get this answer back to you?
Oh, can y'all
you need a time limit.
Can you do it by tomorrow?
Okay.
Thank you. Everybody. Okay, it's been moved and seconded to support the chair in dealing with the situation at hand about the racist chant that was sent to one of the board members.
By another board member.
By another board member. All those in favor, say aye. No.
Aye.
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 Yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you, guys. Thank you.
I abstain.
Okay, abstention.
Well, of course.
Thank you, guys. I promise you I will handle it. I promise you I will let you know exactly what is going on with that. Because you already know how I stand with bullying.
Thank you.
Plus the fact that I am a member of the state of Texas. When I see bullying, I must report it. No matter where I'm at.
Me too.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
I have a motion to adjourn?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
To adjourn.
This is Nancy.
Nancy, hurry up.
I want to thank, from the board, thank Paula Miller for the hard work and for offering us this chance to be transparent. Thank you, Paula.
Thank you, Paula.
Yes. Thank you, Paula.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Paula.
Thanks, Paula.
All right. The next meeting, Paula.
And thanks, Phoenicia.
Thank you, Paula.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. Before we adjourn, the next meeting, because it is on the agenda, the next meeting is Wednesday, December the 9th. Let me remind you, we're voting for chair, vice chair, secretary, and treasurer. And I'm not running. So, just FYI, think about it. All right, what else is on here? Okay. Can we adjourn now?
Please.
No objections.
No objections. So, I'll see y'all in when. I'll be looking for my answers. I love y'all all. I really kind of do, because I done been with you for 3 years, 4 years, or whatever. Y'all are part of the family.
I'm resigning as moderator.
Oh. You look much better already.
All right, you guys. Love y'all. See you next time.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.